Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters and police and hospital, ER room workers, too, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers and our great bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and a bunch out there doing their jobs. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter the same way. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com for more information. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we have got Mel from Saratoga Springs on the phone right now. And good morning, Mel. And what do you got in mind to talk to Denise about?
Well, this is in reference to what you and Kyle had mentioned before your trucker's segment.
Uh-huh.
You were saying, you know, we in the in the free world should be really upset or angered over what's going on in Ukraine. But I kind of think, why are we over there to protect the criminal politicians, ATM, with threats of us having to go to war to do so? But I just, you know, it just angers me to think that we don't have any really true interest in Ukraine that's beneficial to us here in the United States. So why is it that everyone's so upset about us not being involved?
Okay, well, we'll answer that. We'll answer that. Thanks for the question. Okay, Denise, I stand on what I said, that we should be concerned and mad and angry about what's going on in the Ukraine. It has nothing to do with our interests or whatnot. It has to do with humanity. You can't do to humans what we've seen in the last few days and get away with it. I don't care who the hell you are. And if they can get a hold of the Russian soldiers, and we now know who the unit is and who some of the generals are, or who the commanding officer was, plus you got some intel last night about some of the phone calls going back and forth. Anybody that knows about this, that let this stuff happen, needs to be hung by the neck until dead.
Look, I understand that it's a foreign country and they're a non-NATO member and, you know, why are we sending billions and billions? I understand that argument. However, the United States, I keep hearing, and I understand this argument too, that we can't be the world's police.
Yep.
But I would argue if the United States isn't the world's police, which we're doing a fairly feeble job or a lousy job at it right now anyway,
yep,
what country is going to be? We can't allow one country to invade, attack, and kill the sovereignty of another one.
5,000 in Mariupol alone, and that's an estimate and getting higher by the day time.
And this is a situation where we have an invasion in our own country, even though there aren't any weapons, and that is the millions upon millions that have come into the United States through our southern border.
Yep.
And we don't know who they are. There's imagine if they had weapons.
Yep.
So sovereignty matters. And I would also argue that the one country that's really left out of this debate is China.
Yeah.
China is backstopping everything that the Kremlin, that Putin is doing. They're mm-hmm. virtually backstopping it all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what people don't also understand is that China's been doing the same thing in a non-military fashion, and that's something that's called debt trapping.
Yeah.
That they go to these countries, they can go to an Ecuador, they can go to Nigeria, they can go to Cote d'Ivoire, and they can say to these countries, hey, we understand that you need an airport, or you need some kind of electric infrastructure, or you need improvement on water systems. Well, we'll loan you the money and we'll build it, and then you just pay us back when everything's and what happens is these countries can't pay them back.
Yep.
So China ends up owning the port and the electric grid and so forth and so on. It's the same kind of thing in a non-military fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So it is where these countries, China and Russia, are taking over dominion. They're nationalizing peace parts of foreign countries.
Yep.
Now, if you look here at the United States, just look around for a second and see how much investment that China has inside the United States.
Sure.
The real estate and the commercial things that they own. It's terrifying. We've got Saudi Arabia, and it's by no fault of Saudi Arabia. It's by our own government that have allowed Saudi Arabia and other foreign countries to come in here and buy or create, establish mm-hmm. massive agricultural systems
mm-hmm.
where they're owning our farms.
Yep.
And then they're taking the stuff back. So, there's a fine line between having a foreign relationship and doing business and having a situation that we have in Ukraine. Ukraine was never a threat to Russia, ever.
No, you are right, and hold that thought. And by the way, I believe Ukraine also helped the United States and our allies in Iraq and Afghanistan by sending some troops there to help with the forces that were there. I'll be right back with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, I got to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, you know, Geico has been saving people money for 85 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Now, if you're driving a car, if you're driving a truck, you can get a quote over there. You can also get a quote off the website, Geico.com, for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. But here's where the rubber meets the road. When you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together with your car insurance, you will save a boatload of money. You really will. So, go over to the website, Geico.com, to either find out one of two things, the quote you're going to save money on, or where your agent is, and you can go talk to an agent, meet him in person, and go from there. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Check it out, and I think you'll be glad you did. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you and I were talking off-air about Congressman Matt Gaetz and when he went after the Department of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin for hypersonic missiles and for being behind the curve and this, that, and the other. And lo and behold, Gaetz nailed Austin on this because you found out some information you just told me about. And this is amazing, so go for it.
Well, one of the questions that Congressman Matt Gaetz asked Secretary Lloyd Austin is, why are we behind on hypersonic missiles? It's because of poor leadership at the Pentagon. And, of course, Lloyd Austin got his dander up, and they got angry. But Lloyd Austin responded, where are you getting this information? And, you know, asserting that it's not true. Well, it turns out by Bloomberg News, which is hardly conservative, that the hypersonic weapon will be delayed for as long as a year because the Pentagon is lagging behind in a technology that Russia and China have already demonstrated. The U.S. version made by Lockheed Martin has been riddled with defects, delays, and cost overruns. It failed three consecutive booster motor tests last year. And fascinatingly enough, we actually did just test one about a month ago, and nobody mentioned it in the news because they didn't want to upset Russia.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Pretty pathetic, huh?
So, as it turns out, Matt Gaetz was exactly right. And he, you know, I think Lloyd Austin forgets that other parts of the Pentagon do, in fact, give briefings to the House and the Senate Armed Services Committees. So, yeah. The missile was actually supposed to be ready, by the way, by September the 30th. It ain't going to make it.
No. And something else we found out yesterday, which again was another dynamite piece of the puzzle with Hunter Biden, the conservative activists who gave lawmakers and news outlets Hunter Biden's laptop says he has managed to recover an additional 120,000 deleted emails, 80,000 images, and a huge cache of new data from Hunter Biden's laptop computer.
A lot of people don't know this, but Maxie actually has all of the hard drives, Jack Maxie, and he is in Switzerland. And the reason he's in Switzerland is because Switzerland is a neutral country. It's kind of like, you know, it's got its own protection because it's a neutral country. But he's essentially a whistleblower. And he has called in an awful lot of experts to go through this laptop, because or laptops, because it is a mess. And there are 450 gigabytes of deleted material, including 80,000 images and videos. So the long arm of the Department of Justice and the FBI can't get to Jack Maxie in Switzerland because it is, in fact, a neutral country. They say that he's hiding in Zurich. He's not hiding. He just kind of knew that was the place to go because, you know, he's probably on the short list for assassination by some powerful people, if you know what I'm saying. There's 120,000 more emails, and so this one's going to be quite the bombshell. And Jack Maxie is working with IT experts that are digging out stuff to the, and you know, yet we forget too the reasons that Hunter actually took the laptops in to be repaired. It's because of, you know, what was on it, what wasn't on it, what was not functioning right, and needed some real help with it. So, you got to get by the pictures and the videos and look at the business dealings.
Now, yesterday the Congress voted by a vote of 220 to 203 to refer the charges, contempt charges, against both Peter Navarro and Daniel Scavino to the Department of Justice for a decision on whether or not they're going to press criminal charges against them. Don't know where that's going to go.
Well, I mean, they did the same thing to Steve Bannon, so he's blowing it off. So Yeah.
So if you're flying the wall, what do you think? These guys going to...
Well, it's all about the timing. And everything in Washington, D.C. is about timing. So, you know, the January 6th committee wants to have their final report come out, you know, just before the midterms. So just don't forget. But it's kind of like, be careful because you've got a countermeasure operation going on, which we just talked about, and that's all things Hunter Biden and what I call the Biden family laptop, plural. So, you know, take caution, January 6th committee.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we know that when it comes to all things Texas lately, we're going to get the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, involved in taking the people that the Department of Homeland Security was sending wherever, and Texas is going to jump in the middle of that and take these people and send them to Washington, D.C.
Drop them off on Capitol Hill.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, Florida's, I don't know if under Governor DeSantis, he was going to send those from Florida to Delaware.
They are.
I don't know if any of that. I don't know if that's happened yet.
I don't either, but that's where they're going. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we don't have quite the problem in Florida that Texas has, and so we forget that you really have two operations going on in Texas. You've got not only Border Patrol, but you've got, you know, Greg Abbott's State of Texas operation.
Sure.
Happening called Operation Lone Star.
Yep, and they got a hold of the extra material that was left behind by the Biden administration and permission to buy it for so many cents on the dollar to finish the section of the wall that needed to be finished.
Well, the other fascinating thing is that we got Obama phones part two. Now we get to call them Biden phones.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of giving these illegals ankle bracelets, we're giving them phones.
Yeah. I saw them. I guess it was Biden had one of those phones yesterday. He was testing.
I didn't see that, but
yeah,
all right.
There was a picture of him somewhere on one of the websites with the phone to his ear, testing the phone. But anyway, nuts, nuts. Representative Andy Biggs, who's from Arizona, at the committee hearing about the U.S. Postal Service and the fact that they're going to take their vehicles and they want to go all electric, and now they're saying they can't afford it. Because they don't have enough charging stations to charge these things, and if they run out of electricity, they're going to wind up wherever they're going to wind up, in the middle of nowhere, probably. But we'll see what goes on there. But another brilliant decision by the government.
Yeah, that makes a good one.
All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll keep our eyes on what's going on, and I'm sure all the stuff that we talked about tonight that's breaking is going to be breaking again tomorrow. All right, see you tomorrow. And that's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back.
Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, at Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
The man who gave lawmakers and news outlets Hunter Biden's laptop says he has tens of thousands of deleted images and videos. In addition, Jack Maxey said he's fled to Switzerland to avoid retaliation from the White House. The Daily Mail reports Maxey intends to post the 450 gigabytes of deleted material online. 3 days and still no verdict in the case against four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The jury will return on Thursday to continue deliberations and determine the fates of Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta. The men are charged with conspiracy. Defense lawyers say an informant manipulated the group at the direction of the FBI. The trial began with jury selection on March 8th. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is. And the Military and Veterans News segment, always brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy, where they have two schools to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. And you can have your ticket to ride in style wherever you want to go. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm over here in Tampa, on this side of Tampa Bay. They're over there on the other side of Tampa Bay in Clearwater. And the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, check them out by going online, naa.edu, that's N aa.edu. Pick a campus you want to go visit, or maybe you want to visit them both. And all you got to do is call the number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. Now, if you really want to find out, take a tour of each one. Go to the one here in Clearwater and go to the one up there in Concord. See what they got, see what the difference might be, and which one would be better off for you. But you'll be able to talk to some of the students, some of the teachers, and, of course, the financial people that do the student loans. You'll be able to talk to them, too. Now, if you're military, ex-military, or getting out of the military, or maybe you're currently in the military, you're in the reserve or the National Guard, and you want to take this course, you can do that. And they'll explain to you how your benefits work. And some of you don't know what kind of benefits you got or what kind, how much. You may have already used benefits for something. They'll tell you about that, too. And they'll get it all worked out for you, and that's what they're there for. So, it all starts by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either Concord, Mass. Outside Boston or Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, a little update on the Butchers of Bucha in the Ukraine. We were able to ascertain that there were some telephone and radio communications going back and forth yesterday and the day before and the day before that were intercepted. And some of these were commanders in Russia or Russian commanders, wherever they were at, talking about the atrocities and talking about what they were going to do. Now, that's all I know. I don't know what specifically was said, but I know that's what was discussed. And Denise and I are on the same plane when I tell you that we're waiting to see whose heads are going to roll first. We know who the commanding officer was of the unit, unit number 51460, which is the Russian version of a sniper unit that deploys to basically take people out from long ranges away. That's what snipers do. And it appears that this was premeditated, what they were doing, and that they had no intention at all of releasing any information to anybody about anything, because these were the people, some of the people that were trying to find the Ukraine president, Zelensky. And they were in an area where they thought he was traveling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And, of course, I'm sure they tried to prod the people to talk, and when they wouldn't talk, they killed them. And to make examples out of some of them, they probably lined them up on the side of a trench and shot them, and we got the end result we got. But we know that in one location, Mariupol, where they pretty much bombed the city into oblivion, there are over 5,000 confirmed deaths in that one city. And the count is going to go higher. This is what the Russian troops were doing. And again, anybody that wants to try to defend them for any reason or believe anything coming from the Russian side of the aisle is a damned fool. Because the Russians know what they did. They've done this elsewhere in the world. They know what they did. But if they can get a handful of you to believe them that, oh, we don't know anything about this, oh, it doesn't, then they've accomplished their goal. But do a little research, you'll find out it's not true what they're telling you. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure things out here. Now, Zelensky, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, in a dramatic video appearance at the United Nations on Tuesday of this week, called on the body to remove Russia from the Security Council days after evidence circulated of the executions and other atrocities committed by Russian troops in his country. Zelensky and Russia should be said that Russia should be removed from its place as a permanent member of the Security Council, where it holds veto power, arguing that it was time to reform the global peacekeeping body. Well, in that particular case, I agree with him. 100%, I agree with him. And we also know that thousands of student veterans are being left in limbo after a school lost their GI Bill eligibility. And, of course, we also know that the GI Bill has been transformed here to help more military and more veterans caregivers, if you will, amongst other things. And you heard Denise say that the Pentagon kept the hypersonic test quiet amid the Russian tensions. Big mistake. Now, did you also hear General Milley come out and say that we need more bases in Europe amid the turning point in the continent's history of what's going on with Russia right now? And they are talking about putting bases in some of those Eastern European countries where they weren't necessarily there before, they would be this time. And we'll see what happens. Now, there was a helicopter crash the other night at Fort Stewart in Georgia. A double helicopter crash. And investigators are saying that it was not an accident. It was not an accident. So what was it? Sabotage? I don't know. But I'm going to keep checking on this because it sounds very intriguing, to say the least. Fort Stewart. Two helicopters got together and they said it was not an accident. By the way, the Iranian nuclear chief, we talked about that last hour, the Iranian nuclear chief says Tehran has given the IAEA documents on outstanding issues. I don't know if that's going anywhere either. We'll see. And we do know that Russia appears to be trying to create a land bridge to Crimea in the new planned offensive that's coming into Ukraine, where we can see what they're doing. They pulled back, but they pulled back for purpose. If you take a look at what they're looking at to do next. And we'll see where all of this goes, because again, to be continued. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to let my little episode for today go here.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha, and I'm looking forward to that. Once a month, first Thursday of the month, we go to Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and I'll be there today, 11:30 to 1:30. Now, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. That's because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is now better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345 horsepower engine too, plus, don't forget, they've got the unlimited Moss Care program. That means that you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And, of course, your Moss Acura also comes with the You Serve, You Save package, which means that if you served in the active military, or you are active, or you're a veteran, or a first responder, or a church pastor, too, you get great care taken care of yourself. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, side by side. Find out more about them by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, they're just 30 minutes north of downtown St. Pete and 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'm assuming you're up there in that balmy weather getting ready for baseball season.
Yesterday I had, again, my daughter's lacrosse game. I was cold, wet. I actually put the snow pants on to keep dry because it was that wet cold. Hasn't turned here yet, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've been watching the weather up there, and I've been thinking to myself, well, I don't want to rub the temperature in too much, but right now, as I sit here, it is 75 degrees in Tampa.
Yeah, well, actually, they already canceled. The opening day at Yankee Stadium was supposed to be today, and they've already postponed it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, they can come down here and play at Steinbrenner Field. All right, listen. A Republican chorus of characters is chiming in, weighing in against extending the student loan freeze. They don't like what the Biden administration says they're going to do. What do you think about that?
Well, listen, I've never been for this student loan freeze. This is patently absurd at this point in time, and what Democrats are looking to do is to try to make this a campaign issue in 2022, where it's going to be about giving away basically money, and we're going to make your student loans go away. We're going to make them disappear, which is basically just putting it on the taxpayer. It's frustrating. It really is. The unemployment rate for people with college degrees is 2%. All right. That's pretty darn good. And 5 million job openings in the United States above people looking for work. There's no excuse that you can't get a job and start paying back what you borrowed. I'm sorry that this idea out there that, you're entitled to this college education with a degree you can't get a job with. This is a loser mentality that we have. And there's no other way around it. I'm going to be, I don't mean to be harsh here, but yeah, all of you people that want student loan forbearance and your loans forgiven, you're losers. Mm-hmm. That's what you are. I worked my tail off to get my way through college. I paid it all off. I worked my butt doing all these other jobs like countless others out there. What makes you so special? I mean, you can't do that too. It's not my fault you decided to go out and get yourself a useless degree in women's studies or gender studies or basic basket weaving. That's your fault, not mine.
Now, you waited tables when you were in college, I think, right?
Waited tables, bartended, delivered pizzas, cleaned dorm rooms. What didn't we
were
do
you,
back then?
Were you ever at the Daily Orange? Did you ever work there?
Daily Orange was a school newspaper.
No, they had a bar there, too, a restaurant, Daily Orange.
Oh, the Olive and the Orange.
Yeah, up on the hill. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. I worked across the street at Fagan's.
Okay, yeah, I know where that is. All right. Now, I gotta say that I keep hearing the Putin price hike from the Democrats and Joe Biden and whatnot, and I'm just sitting there going, do they think we're really that stupid? We had this going on the day that he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline.
Oh, it's been as soon as he's taken office. The oil companies, executives knew, okay, now we're screwed. Can't develop anymore because of all these regulations. So they're going to stop. Nobody with half a brain, believes that this inflation thing started with Putin. Everybody's been feeling it for a long time. It is what it is. This is on them. They can try to spin it every which way, but I don't think enough people are going to buy into it.
Only the morons.
Yeah.
All right. Now, six Biden ambassadorial appointees, I have just now found out, donated some $12.7 million to the Democrats' watchdog group. I guess that's how they got the position as ambassadors, huh?
Well, that's how it goes for either Republicans or Democrats. You become an ambassador based upon how much money you donate to a certain candidate where you can get those cushy jobs. That's, again, whether Democrat or Republican, they all do it.
Pardon me. Now, the White House held a classified briefing on Wednesday about the semiconductor shortage. You aware of that?
I wasn't aware of the ones they held this week. I mean, they've held them in the past. I think that this is going to be a continued push towards bring supply chains home and, you know, they're just pushing back against globalization, which has been, hasn't worked out too well.
Now, they escalated, they say they were escalating the vulnerabilities to the U.S. from the semiconductor shortage. And, of course, we all know it's there. I don't know what we can do about it, but we can just keep plugging away.
We're putting up new plants right now, and they're not, you can't build them overnight. But there is a bunch of new facilities that are being built here in the United States to start manufacturing chips here.
Good. Now, Donald Trump bashed Mark Zuckerberg on his election operations funding that he was doing, which I guess he put in, what, $500,000 or something like that?
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, Zuckerberg has his ways via Facebook where he can, you know, push an electorate here, there, or anywhere. But again, you know, people have to, you have to be a critical thinker. You have to start becoming aware of narratives and ideas being pushed, upon you. It's this nudging, society that we have where the powers that be try to nudge you and push you in a certain direction. You need to be aware of that. And, Facebook is, they're pretty darn good at it.
Now, the Fed is signaling they're going to take more aggressive steps to fight inflation. What are those steps going to be? Do you know?
The steps that I think that are probably better than raising rates, even though they have to do that too, is winding down the balance sheet. And they mentioned yesterday they're going to be doing that, starting this month, which is, shrinking their balance sheet, which was sucking some of the excess money out of the system. So that's great. I think that's fantastic.
Okay. Well, I'll go along with that as long as it works, right?
Well, it can cause some issues. You're taking liquidity out, but we need to do that. That's, you know, inflation is, you know, most certainly a monetary issue. And, we printed too much money. We spent too much money. Now we've got to rein it in.
Now, Pfizer is reportedly going to get $5 billion in the COVID aid bill. $5 billion of the $10 billion going to Pfizer.
They didn't pass that bill yet. The immigration issues that Republicans have raised, I just don't even understand why this is necessary, quite frankly. All of the COVID relief that has been handed out over the past couple years, much of it hasn't even been spent yet. If they repurpose money that is, which I hope is the case, I mean, we're hearing some of that hasn't been spent. Well, okay. But no new spending. It's not necessary.
Yeah. Well, here's one for you. Right now, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned that the Russian invasion will have an enormous economic repercussion on the American economy.
Well, yeah, she can say that because she's setting them up and preparing Americans for failure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, better luck next time, right? Okay, listen, you have yourself a good day and stay warm up there.
Scott, have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Coming right back with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.